by for Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors with your host, Drew Kirby.
Hey, this is Luke Holmes.
I am Morgan Wallen.
I'm Riley Green.
I'm Travis Denning.
Hey, I'm Aaron Lewis.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
I'm Tim McGraw.
What's up? This is Ian Munsick.
Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors. And Janet Millick is with us from Wyoming Game and Fish Department. And Janet, we have just officially ripped off the calendar page that says February.
It is unbelievable. And with that ripping of the pages, it reminded me that we are a little bit behind this year in letting people know about the season setting process and not forgetting to apply for licenses. I know we still have a couple months left.
Yeah, you have until the end of May to get your applications in. But like you said, you need to research, because last year I know multiple people that were like, hey, you know what? I know there are a lot of licenses available in this area. I'm just going to go ahead and apply for those areas, but did not have any access, did not have the places to go. So they ended up eating those licenses. Not only is it bad because you lost out on some money, but you've lost out on the meat for the freezer, and the frustration sets in.
And not only is it frustrating for people who have purchased licenses, but it is also difficult for game and fish people, because as you know, we issue a number of licenses for animals that need harvested for proper management of those populations. And so it is often difficult for us sometimes when we say, okay, this many animals need to be harvested, and then we don't necessarily meet that quota.
And one of the programs that Game and Fish has is the Access Yes program. This is one that really is beneficial to hunters that maybe don't know the rancher or the landowner, but needs to find out where they can actually hunt in certain areas.
Drew, you absolutely nailed it. There's so many of us in Wyoming that need to have places to hunt. And the Access Yes program is an absolutely fantastic program where the Game and Fish Department uses donation dollars, like, so that people that are purchasing a license donate money. They can check that little box on their license, and we get these funds, and then we essentially purchase the rights for people to go on to private land around the state.
So we brought in Simon today, and Simon's going to give us some insight in the Access Yes program, because I think that there are still people that maybe those that have lived here for a long time that don't understand the full benefit of this program. Because like we just said, if you don't have that landowner in Area 48, then there are lots of elk there. But if you don't have that access, it doesn't do you any good.
Absolutely. You're spot on. And Simon Martinez is here in Casper and is always here to answer any questions that people might have. He is our Access Yes coordinator.
And Simon, how many Access Yes acres do the Wyomingite hunters and anglers have accessible?
We have three different programs within the Access Yes, I guess, program. So for our walk-in hunting areas, we have roughly 684,000 acres or private acres. For our hunter management area, we have just over 1 million acres. And for our walk-in fishing areas, we have just about 3,900 lake acres and 94 stream miles in the state of Wyoming.
Well, Simon, let's kind of break down. You had mentioned the three different programs inside the program, the HMAs, which is the hunter management areas. Next is the walk-in hunting areas, and then the walk-in fishing areas.
Hunter management area, HMA, is like a walk-in area, but it just has a little bit more rules to it. With HMAs, we sometimes limit the amount of people that go in there. We sometimes have a little bit more rules in those areas. So it's just something to pay attention to in those in hunter management areas. If you go to our website, so these HMAs have permission slips. You have to go into the Game and Fish website, apply for those permission slips when those dates open. If you draw them, you're able to go into those areas. Some areas have unlimited permission slips, and so you don't need to worry about the draw. Some have limited permission slips.
So if it's unlimited, though, do you still have to have that permission slip on you?
Yes, you do. You still have to have the permission slip both on you and on the dash of your vehicle when you park it.
And when you get this permission sheet. Is that good for the entire season or is it per trip? So if I go out there on Tuesday and do my hunting and don't get anything, is it still good through my season?
It depends on the hunter management area. Some areas are first come, first serve for only a day or a few days. Some, such as the Muddy Mountain HMA, you can print off one permission slip and it's good through the entire season as long as that HMA is open. And it really just comes down to the HMA looking into those rules, making sure you know when the dates are for your permission slip.
When it comes to Wyoming, the options of hunting are very wide because you have so many different species. And do these hunter management areas have the same accessibility to every species, or is it just kind of one of those things where it's whatever season you're in, the HMA is a little different?
So each HMA is a little different, and it depends on what the landowner's needs are.
So where do people find that information, Simon? Is it on the website? Is there...
So if you just go to Public Access, Hunter Management Areas tab, and it'll show you all our hunter management areas. You can click through those, see each one will tell you which species you can hunt, when you can hunt them, different rules on whether you can drive into that hunter management area or if it's walk-in only.
Really, it's one of those things that you have to do the research. We say the word research a lot because a lot of times these rules are as clear as mud, but you have to look into them enough because we've had the issue of people that have been in the wrong place where they shouldn't have been, and it causes issues. Really can be detrimental to your future in hunting. We had talked to Brian Olson one time about where to select your hunting area because, again, if you're someone that you want to put in for elk, you want to get that elk, you don't want to put into an area where there aren't elk, right? Because then you're just really screwed up. But then there are areas all over the state that have options for elk, and this Access Yes program can help you find those locations there in a different area too.
Yeah, that's correct. Because we try to, when we create an HMA or a walk-in area, we try to look at the landscape, ask the landowner what animals are on their land at any given time, and communicate with that landowner to see which species we need to allow for those HMAs or walk-in hunting areas. There's a good chance that when you're out in the field going hunting that you're going to see an animal on those. And it just provides more opportunity to those species.
So we've talked a bit about the hunt management areas, and it's very important that you go and research. All this information can be broken down on the website. It's simple to find. You go there. So let's touch a little bit on the walk-in hunt areas, Simon, because I, like Janet mentioned before, it's different. It's not the same as the regular hunt management areas.
Walk-in hunting areas, they don't require a permission slip. They're pretty much open to anyone that has a tag for those species that are allowed on those walk-in areas. So going into the website, again, doing the research on which walk-in areas are open when. So they're only open a certain amount of time, dependent on what the landowner's preferences are. It will line up for when those season dates are for that specific species that they're allowing on that walk-in area.
It's not guaranteed that if you happen to have an antelope tag and you have a license for an elk, it's not guaranteed that you're going to be able to go to that same walk-in area to harvest both of those animals because, again, the landowner may want you not to hunt one of those two species.
Yeah, it's all dependent on the landowner, whether which species they want to harvest on their land, and that could be dependent on damage that's coming up on their land.
So tell me, Simon, the name walk-in hunting area, do you have to walk in? Is there a parking lot that you park at and then you walk in? Mm-hmm. What's the situation there?
Again, that's dependent on the walk-in areas. Every walk-in area will have signs posted. Some will be foot traffic only, and that sign will say that. Some will be established roads only. So if there's an established road anywhere within that walk-in area, they're able to drive on it, and that's an established two-track. Sometimes in those areas, we'll have road closed, so avoid those road closed areas. And we'll also have a designated road. We'll typically have signs showing you which road you can take. And on our mapping systems, we'll have an open road going through that walking area.
You know, we're going to talk to the folks from Onyx, and Onyx has worked a lot with Game and Fish about making sure that their maps are as accurate as possible at this current time. And having those maps, a great way to know where you're at and, you know what kind of hunt area you're in, because it is, again, confusing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think most of us nowadays have a smartphone, and Onyx is easily downloadable onto that smartphone. And you can download the maps from there, where you don't have to have cell service and still be able to kind of know where you are. And so that is an extremely valuable tool. And yes, while we may not work directly with Onyx for, you know, X, Y, and Z, we do work very closely with them to provide different hunt layer boundaries, different HMA walk-in area boundaries, all of that stuff, which is super fantastic. And I feel like, at least for me, it's really handy when I'm driving down the road and I can pull up and I can say, oh, I'm in deer hunt area 66. I didn't recognize that I had gone that far. And so it is a fantastic tool.
So do we have access to those maps as well on the website?
Yep, they're on the website, and they also go on to Onyx.
How often are the contracts and leases updated? And just because somebody hunted on that land as an access, yes, for their entire childhood, doesn't mean that that's still viable today.
Yeah, this last year was a big renewal year. We renewed all of our walk and hunting HMA and area contracts just because we had a big pay increase for these landowners. So all across the state, all these got renewed. And majority of those, we ended up doing a 5-year contract with them. At any point, those contracts can be eliminated based on if the landowner is not happy, pretty much. So paying attention to the website, making sure that the walk-in areas are still up on the website is very important before you go into those areas. And when we do have a contract that goes away with the landowner, we try as quickly as possible to get out there and take down those signs. Make sure we put up area close signs so that the public is informed that these are, again, private lands and they cannot enter those areas.
Another view, I guess, that I want to get your opinion on there, Simon, is the land in Wyoming is exchanging hands at a pretty high rate in some areas, with ranches being sold off. Some folks are, you know, acquiring more land and may want to benefit from the Access Yes program. And how often can someone say, hey, Simon, I just bought 900 acres and I want you guys to be able to hunt here? How often can they do that, and will they?
It's happened a lot. Even in the last month, I feel like I've talked to many different landowners trying to get the ball rolling on different areas around the Casper region. And so it happens fairly often, more than I thought it would when I first started.
And so that's absolutely fantastic. If you are a landowner out there and you didn't know about this program and you do want to allow hunters on your land, give us a call. Give Simon a call. He's the man, and he can certainly work with you to get that set up, because that's exciting. Yes. and really a neat opportunity for, you know, letting some youth online on your land to turkey hunt or whatever it might be. Those are just some really neat opportunities.
Which also, I mean, to the landowner, it's a financial gain too, as well, right?
Yep. We do give them a little payment here once a year.
Awesome. Get over to wgfd.wild.gov. Check on the Access Yes program. You can even download every year's reports. You can kind of see how it goes year to year and find all the information out, again, at the website. And honestly, like I said, there were multiple people last year that thought they would get access easy, and it's not as easy as you think.
It is not. And so just a reminder, research, all of it before you apply and before you hunt.
Fantastic. Janet and Simon, thank you so much. Again, later in the show, we're talking to Onyx. But next, we're talking to Brian Woodward from Rocky Mountain Discount Sports.
It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
Welcome back to the show. It's Drew with Brian Woodward at Rocky Mountain Discount Sports, where it's a fake spring, Brian. This last week, the last couple of weeks, has been really funky in the 60s at times, but that 75-mile-an-hour wind will really whip you around.
Yeah, well, I'd rather have 50-degree weather and 50-mile-an-hour winds than minus 10 in 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, well, and that definitely is true. And I'll tell you that seeing the grass for as long as we've seen it now, and to be able to walk out and wear a hoodie or something, it's really nice. And I think the forecast looks like it's probably going to be like this for a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like we might have something coming in Tuesday and dropping the temperatures down a little bit, but I'm not seeing a whole lot for precipitation and snowpack. I mean, it's just going to get cold, and then by the weekend again, it looks like it's going to be nice. So, I mean, this is that seesaw spring that, you know, we've seen numerous times.
Yeah, and, you know, it was funny when they were predicting the winter. They were like, this could be the worst winter you've ever had, or one of the, you know, fairest weather, you know, you ever had. But then if you look at the map, anytime a storm comes through, it cuts right below Casper or right above Casper.
Yeah. Like a couple weeks ago, you know, we fared pretty well. It was a little bit cold, but, you know, we have a store up in Sheridan and they got over a foot of snow. And I'm like, you did? I'm like, we haven't seen anything.
You know, and obviously, guys are really chomping the bit now. I've heard from Game and Fish that over the next few days, we're probably going to be seeing open water. And when people start seeing that, they're like, okay, can I get my boat out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you just never know. You get, you know, 55-degree weather, 50-mile-an-hour winds, and, boy, that ice breaks up pretty fast. You know, you just look at the river in town here. You know, within 2 days, it went from a jammed up iceberg to open flowing water.
Yeah, and I assume that it probably is messing with people because they think that they need to be getting ready for a snowmobile trip, but in reality they could go on a hike somewhere.
Well, that is the crazy part about Wyoming and, you know, even the area that we live in, because you can do it all in the same day.
That's true. Yeah. Mean, and you could be, you know, digging out of snow on the exact same day too.
So. Yeah. I mean, it's just, this is a time of year where kind of pick your poison with what you want to do and just dress accordingly and be prepared.
You know, we have talked a lot over the last couple of weeks about how this is that transition period, and now it, you know, it seems even more so, and probably about the time we want to get out on the boats is when it's going to snow and be snowy for a month. But you know, you got to see that people are really chomping at the bit to get out and do some fishing, and know that even if you go out plinking around, you know, it's a good time to go out and, you know, sight that rifle in, or you know get your shotgun skills up to par.
Well, the weather definitely has been nice enough. You know, this last week I went out and shot some pheasants, and it was just perfect temperatures, especially for running dogs. You know, it was like in the mid 40s, and it was great. But I had a couple of buddies that went out and fished the river, and, you know, that would have been fun too. So there's still plenty of things to do, whether it's, you know, 50 degrees and windy. I mean, you can figure it out.
Yeah, and last night, it was the weirdest, first time I've ever heard this, but I live close to a golf course, and I heard a pack of coyotes run through, and I'm like, what in the world? Because even though I was in the house, you still get that hair on the back of your neck kind of, you know, curling up, because you're like, that's a horrid sound.
Yeah, it's I kind of like listening to them, especially when they're chirping back and forth to each other from one group to another group, and it is kind of neat. But there's still plenty of predator hunting to be done. I know guys are still chasing mountain lions and that kind of stuff, and coyotes are, you know, any time of the year you can take and go shoot those.
Yeah, and come on into Rocky Mountain Discount Sports. And, you know, earlier today we talk about the website, which the website's just kind of somewhere to start your search on what may be here. But if you find something online, you can always call in. And I was looking at some of the 22s, or, you know, some of the 6.5s, you know, those. And you guys have a great stock all the time. But now if you're thinking about going out and shooting a predator, maybe a new one would look good.
Yeah, you know, we're still in the process of, you know, getting in new inventory on the hunting calls and that type of stuff, the Lucky Ducks, the Fox Pros. We've got a bunch of mouth calls by Dan Thompson. Any caliber rifle you're looking for in our ammo selection has got to be better than anybody in the state, especially right now. We're full with a lot of selections. If you're looking for a 22-250 ammo, you know, for a while there was might have been one or two options, you know. Now there's probably 10 or 12. Good time to, especially if you had a round that was shooting well through your gun, now's a good time to stock up on those. Spend some of that tax refund money.
Yeah, right. And if you don't have your taxes back yet, but you want to make sure someone doesn't take that rifle you've been looking at, I mean, you guys have an optional layaway in the store.
Yeah, layaway is always a great option, you know, and a lot of people are just in the process now of putting in for their hunting tags, you know, so whether you might have enough points that you're going to draw your sheep tag this year, maybe you need a new gun for that, and now is a good time to start putting some money down on it, and hopefully once you draw, then come pull it out of layaway and get it scoped up and get it sighted in.
Now, I did notice that I didn't win the super tag.
I didn't either.
I thought I felt good when I put in for that, but that would have been a great opportunity to buy that new rifle.
Well, I did see that there was one Wyoming resident that actually drew one of the trifecta tags. So, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of those go to out-of-staters, but there was at least one Wyoming resident.
Hey, one's better than nothing. Boy, can you imagine how mad people would be if not one got it?
Yeah, well...
Well, stop on in here and see them at Rocky Mountain Discount Sports. And again, start your shopping experience at RockyMountainSports.com.
It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
Welcome back, Drew and Brian Woodward from Rocky Mountain Discount Sports, where we're kind of joking about the way the show runs every week. But, boy, we've been doing this show. This is starting, I believe, the fifth year. So it'll be 5 years at the end of this year.
Now, is that dog years? Because it seems like it's gone awfully fast.
I am telling you. I was talking to Janet Millick earlier, and I was like, you know, for the last 4 years or whatever, every week, like I've talked to Janet. She's like, I don't talk to anybody every day or every week but you. And that's kind of the same thing. We've gone out and done a lot of big things, and the elk hunting and fishing and the walleye stampede. I think I've helped on that for 3 or 4 years now.
League nights.
Yeah. I mean, it's been crazy. And the wild part is we're to that point of the year we were just talking about it a little bit ago where it's the transition time. But here in 2 months, we'll be heading back to Glendale for the first round of the stampede.
Oh, yeah. And we are super excited about this year. I mean, we've got a large number of teams that are signed up for all three events. And what's kind of neat for me, this is going to be the first year in 17 years that we haven't had our headquarters at the Glendale Marina.
Oh, really?
We are moving the tournament into the town of Glendale. Our first event's going to be hosted by Bellwood Boats. And so we'll do the rules meeting and our awards presentation there. We've done a rules meeting there in the past, but only because of weather delays type of stuff.
Yeah.
And then our Gov Cup, which is going to be held May 31st and June 1st, our headquarters is going to be the trading post there. We're going to get Doc out there with his food truck. We're going to hopefully have a big circus tent. We're looking at options on circus tents right now. And we got a band scheduled for Saturday night again, and we're just gonna have a little party in the town of Glendale, and let everybody enjoy themselves.
Crank that town up!
It's exciting to be able to have a new season, new year, and to keep everybody's motivation high. And of course, that Gov Cup, we limit it to 140 boats. Pays out great. You come walk away with a championship Super Bowl ring, you know, jackets. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be weird not being at the marina, but it's also going to be kind of a new beginning, I guess.
Yeah, and things are changing all over the place. And after Glendale, going up to Pathfinder, which, you know, that's always fun, and then heading over to Boysen to round it out with the championship. So I saw the stack of applications that you already have, mm-hmm. which it's already huge, right. But there's still room for people to get in.
There is still room. So as of March 1st, as of yesterday, we started accepting applications for single events. Get those sent in. We're going going to go until we fill up. So once we hit 140 at that Gov Cup, we're done. But we're not capping that first Glendo tournament. That spring tournament, we can generally hold a few more boats just because it's not as busy on the lake itself. So,
well, if you want in on that, you can stop by here, Rocky Mountain Discount Sports, or hit them up at the Wyoming Walleye Stampede Facebook or website and find out about the applications. But if you're really chomping at the bit for some walleye action, the North Platte Walleye Unlimited have their banquet coming up and the Tough Man.
Yeah, both April 12th is the walleye banquet. We've got tickets available, individual or tables or sponsored tables. You can come see me here at Rocky Mountain Discount Sports. Also, the week after, 2 weeks after that, the 26th, I believe, is going to be the Tough Man. And we usually pull about 35 to 50 teams. We kind of use that as our membership drive. You have to be a member to fish that event. It's $20 a year for a membership that really helps just cover our administrative costs for the year. But the beauty of the banquet is that that's our one fundraiser for the year. And those monies all stay in town. So those two events are coming up. So if you go to the banquet, it's an easy way to sign up for both the Tough Man and to get your membership. If you can talk to your boss at work, maybe they'll buy a table for the employees. And generally, those sponsor tables come with free memberships. So, you know, have your boss pay for your membership if you can.
Yeah, that works out pretty darn good. And, you know, you had mentioned that all the money stays here. And a couple of years ago, was the first pretty big deal be as far as the future of walleye when North Platte Walleye Unlimited donated the tanks to Dan mm-hmm. Spies and Wyoming Game and Fish. And I mean, the first go round, there was 180,000 walleye in that tank.
Yeah. And I like to think because of those efforts, and I mean, obviously they would have done it without us, but you know, having those tanks gave the biologist out there the opportunity to figure out some things on as to what temperatures work the best, how often do they need to feed them, whether these self-cleaning tanks are the best way to go. But now they've now got approval for a warm water hatchery. So that's going to be in the production in the next couple years, where they're going to be able to start raising walleyes and catfish and perch and crappie and bass and those types of species. So that is important because it's going to allow us to not rely on importing fish from other states, which when we import things from other states, we a lot of times don't know what we're getting, or if we're getting mussels or zebras or quagga mussels or larvae or whatever all the things they're worried about. Yeah. So to be able to keep that in the state is pretty fantastic, really. And so pretty proud to be a part of that, as well as we've got a scholarship program up at the Casper College. We do the life jacket loaner program. We put a lot of money into life jackets that are being distributed throughout the state. And then just some different habitat ideas and resources. We've put docks in different reservoirs. A courtesy dock at Glenda or Pathfinder right now is one that we put up there. So money stays here, stays local. The fishing poles that you see at all these local derbies, the Yesness Pond stuff up at Wright, some other stuff up in Lander area and Boysen, those fishing poles probably most likely coming from the North Platte walleyes. So.
You know, and it's interesting. If you go over our app, we got an article up there about it. And the first thing I said is, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. If you teach a kid to fish, he'll fish for a lifetime. You know, mm-hmm. That's food on the table.
Right.
Nobody gets paid.
Right.
So it's all volunteer to do this. And, you know, obviously there's a president and a treasurer and a clerk and all this. But still, people are doing it because of the love of the game. And just to show what comes from that, I mean, look at the kids that are fishing and look at the fish that are being hatched because of that.
Yeah, you know, and we're always looking for volunteers and people that are passionate about it. You know, it's a lot, just like a lot of organizations that are, you know, based on volunteers. I always think it's important to be able to give back in one way, shape, or form. You know, maybe you're good with numbers and you could help us with the accounting stuff or QuickBooks applications. George Overman is our president. I'm acting vice president right now. Cheryl Juarez is our secretary, and then Willie Forbes is our treasurer. You know, it's nice to have input from different people. These guys, a lot of them have been with us for a long time, but we're always looking for new blood and can always use the help. So We meet once a month, usually for about an hour and a half. We kind of talk about trends, what's going on in the fishing world in terms of what's going on in our reservoirs. We talk about ice safety. If that's the case, we've got people that will give some fishing reports and kind of let people know what reservoirs are fishing well, what tactics are working well. Anytime that we get like a donation request, you know, we kind of go over those and you know, hey, we've got a school out of Torrington that's looking for 75, you know, fishing poles. And we kind of talk about, you know, how that's going to affect the community and whether we have enough and what are we going to do to get more.
You can go check them out, the North Platte Walleye Unlimited. They have a Facebook page, website. Get over there and get that. And if you just wanted to find out about the organization, come on in, grab a ticket. It's unlimited, all you can eat walleye. And it's some of the best I've ever eaten. It's great.
And we have added a separate line. You know, there's, you know, sometimes a certain individual, spouse or something might not like walleye, which I don't know why they wouldn't, but they might not. So we do have a line for pulled pork as well. So, you know, if you're not a fish guy, but you'd like to be able to support some of these different events and stuff that we're doing, don't be afraid to come. You'll have something to eat.
And there are drinks and there's just a good time. So make sure to get your tickets before, you know, it sells out. It's always a sellout kind of a deal, but get them now because there's plenty left.
It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.
It's Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors. Good morning, it's Drew. You can always find all of our episodes on demand at the radio station's app. Today we bring in someone that I think a lot of us here in Wyoming have had experience with the product that he's working with. It's Dylan Dowson from Onyx Maps. And Dylan, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, Drew, thanks for having me this morning. I'm excited to chat and fill some folks in on Onyx or answer some questions.
So a little earlier today, we were talking with Game and Fish about the Access Yes program, which one of the big parts of Access Yes is knowing exactly where you can go. And with Onyx, since really the app came out in 2013, the system has been around since 2009 or so. It's really made an impact for hunters all over the state of Wyoming and Montana and the West, really.
Yeah, definitely. Wyoming's one of the first states. So as you said, Onyx was founded in 2009. We started out just in Montana. I shouldn't say we. I was not there at the time. Onyx started out just in Montana and then quickly expanded to the surrounding states. So Wyoming was one of the few ones. Back in the day then, it was a GPS chip that you'd plug into a Garmin that would provide you topo lines and also private and public property, who owned the private, et cetera. Fast forward to today with technology advancements and everybody pretty much has a smartphone in their pocket. You can do so much more with things like the Access Yes. So for example, in the past with the chip, we might've had some of that data on there, but it was only as updated as, you know, annually, if you went in and updated that chip, that would update the new parcels. Today, we update a bunch of different times throughout the year. So if we've got new parcels into Access Yes, in Montana, we call it block management, very similar program. We're updating those constantly and getting those changed. So yeah, it's been a pretty cool evolution of seeing Onyx, using it personally from way back in the chip days to today, where you've got these layers that you can turn on and turn off, including the Access Yes. But what that does is that just opens up a lot of opportunity and a lot of land for people out there recreating and hunting. Again, I was born and raised in Montana. I've always lived in Montana. We have block management. And then within that block management in Montana, it'll say if it's type one, type two, how to, excuse me, if you click on that, if you tap on it, it'll say exactly how to go ahead and get access if it's type two and all the necessary information required with that. So one of many cool ways to find new opportunities out there.
One of the cool things that you're doing, because there's so many different aspects of Onyx, you're doing like webinars and things.
Yeah. So probably online, we call them like app 101s. It's a lot of them where it's running people through how to use the app. I just did one last week with our good folks over at Hunt and Fool, where we talked about Colorado changes this year for application season and what people need to know going into that. And then some future changes in 2028, I believe it is, and just how to prepare for that. So we cover everything from again, app 101, you're new to the product. How do you mark waypoints? How do you track yourself? How do you share content with a co-hunter or buddy, all the way to, okay, it's application season. Here's what's going on today. Here's what's going on in this state. Here's what you need to know and how to apply. So we cover a lot of different stuff. And if folks just search on web, Onyx Hunt Masterclass or Onyx Hunt Webinar, they'll quickly find the page right there. And the nice thing about those too is you can sign up for them. Even if you can't make it, what we do is we email you a copy of the recording after the fact. So even if you're interested in it, but you're like, I don't know if I want to commit that evening to be there for an hour, hour and a half, just sign up and we'll send it to you.
It's no doubt cool, because if you're not sure how to use it, you're not getting the most out of your subscription.
Yeah, absolutely. I constantly hear it. I just got back from Western Hunt Expo down in Salt Lake and different various trade shows, and constantly hear it. The main thing that we hear from customers is, hey, I love your product. It has changed the way that I hunt. Absolutely could not go in the field without it, but I don't know how to use it very well. That's the most common thing, is people are using like 10% of the app's capability. There's so much you can do in there, and the app 101s and those webinars are a huge advantage. I would also urge people, just tap every button, figure out what they do, what they don't, turn layers on, turn them off. You're not going to be able to break the app. If you get to a point where you don't know how to turn a layer off or something of that nature, give our customer service an email or a call. But you're not going to be able to break it, and just tap it ahead of season and figure out what you can and can't do with it.
When you download the app the first time, there are multiple levels of access on the app. Can you kind of break down what the levels are?
Yep, absolutely. So we have a couple different options. We have premium. So a premium membership is one state. Think of it like premium two state. So for example, if you live in Wyoming and you're like, this year I'm going to go hunt Idaho. You only need two states. That's all you need. You're not looking for the bells and whistle extra stuff. You use the basic stuff. We have a premium two state option. And then we have our elite option. Elite gets you all 50 states plus Canada. So no matter where you're at, you've got all the data and layers that you need. But on top of that, the real value for Elite isn't just 50 states and Canada. It's the additional Elite feature. So we have a few things that are Elite specific. Also, it includes free draw odds. So we've got our own tool, hunt research tools, where we provide all the Western draw odds for, you name it, deer, elk, antelope, moose, sheep, goat, all the species for the Western states. We cover those, as well as a lot of unit insights. What has the tag trend? What has the tag allocation done the last 3 years in these units, and how popular has it been? And you can really, really start to hone in and figure out where you want to apply. So that's one additional benefit as an elite customer. You also get a free digital membership to Hunt and Fool, and a free membership to Hunt Reminder. So those are two other application season resources that we find super helpful for application season. It's, as you know, it's getting harder and harder to hunt, even in your home state. Different opportunities are getting lessened just by simply by the popularity and by the demand. And so you kind of have to be on the up and up. I'm personally coming to Wyoming this year for the first time to hunt elk. I should be anyways. I have plenty of points to draw. So I've used those three tools to help me acquire a tag as a non-resident to come hunt Wyoming for this year.
How does the future look? I know that there are multiple layers. We talked about that for hunting, but there's back road, there's back country, and now even fishing is a future of Onyx.
Yeah, it's been really awesome. I've personally been with Onyx going on 10 years now. And so to see the evolution of, a relatively smaller company at the time all the way to today, it's been a pretty awesome growth to be at and to witness firsthand. Fish just launched, is launching soon. We're super excited about that product. Fish is going to be available in a couple of states right off the bat. And then as we continue to expand and get more information and create more layers and whatnot, then we will expand to some surrounding states and move on from there. It was one of those deals where it's like, we can start where we are right now, or we can wait until we get everything and release it, but it'll be some time. So we're going to start where we are right now, so we can start getting customer feedback in the states that we have the data for. I've used the product. It's pretty awesome. I'm excited for it. Just to see the evolution and the different verticals of Onyx.
It's awesome to see the evolution of this. Again, I've had the app for multiple years now, and then the way the future looks, it's just going to go bigger and bigger.
I mean, you're kind of at a point now where you have to have it, and it's easy when you know, you're marketing a product that is so easy to sell. So yeah, it's a really cool tool that turns your phone into a handheld GPS.
And especially with the corner crossing issues that have happened over the last few years, and how, again, there's so many properties changing hands these days that knowing the information and having the information at your fingertip is freaking awesome.
Yep. No, it's hard to go in the woods without it. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. It's one of those tools that no matter what, you know, I need my rifle, I need a backpack, and I need Onyx.
Again, if you don't have the Onyx app yet, you can go look for it in your app store or just go to onyxmaps.com and learn about it. You can even go there and just Google the Onyx Fish app and just get an idea of what it's going to be like. I was checking that out and looking at some of the pictures and graphs that are on there. And, you know, I mean, it'll be a game changer when it ends up spreading out across the country.
Yep. I'm excited for that one too. I know there's a lot of folks out in the Midwest right now using it for ice fishing. So excited to get the customer feedback and help make that product even better once we get it in more customers' hands. And yeah, just one more cool app for whether you're off-roading, backcountry hiking, hunting, and now fishing.
Dylan Dowson from Onyx Hunt, thank you so much, man. And we look forward to seeing what you get when you get down here to hunt.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me on, Drew. I'm excited to be down there. It'll be first time, like I said, hunting in Wyoming for myself. So the fall cannot come soon enough.
Absolutely. Man, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors with Drew Kirby. If you have a question, want to make a comment, or have an idea for a show topic, message us on the My Country mobile app. Wyoming Hooking and Hunting Outdoors.